3. Trouble Brewing. Marcus, November 22, 12, Poseidon. I rubbed the bridge of my nose with thumb and forefinger, shaking my head. Cal waited patiently at the other end of the call. I looked up to see Gina smirking at me. She smoothed her features out quickly, but come on, computer, remember? I gave her a quick smile in reply.
Still not convinced, Marcus?
Cal cocked his head at me in the video window. I sighed. I guess I've been convinced for a while now, Cal. I just didn't believe it, you know? Cal laughed.
Thus ending the myth that computers are logical.
Bite me, I was human once. I sat back in my chair and considered my response. Spike picked that moment to jump into my lap for the obligatory chin scritching. I gave her the proper adulation while I thought through my options. Cal and Gina wouldn't even notice the millisecond pause in our conversation. Cal was an assistant governor on Southern Mat 3, and Gina was a mid-level security officer. I'd become friends with both of them over the last couple of years. As we became more comfortable with each other, they'd each confided an increasing concern about the council's ongoing power grabs. Okay, so we'll take it as a given that the council is no longer even pretending that they'll be instituting elections anytime soon, or at least not putting much effort into it. It's not proof positive of a totalitarian government, but I'll grant you it's a pretty good indicator. Gina likes to shoot things at the first excuse, but Cal, you're a lot more conservative. The fact that you've bought into this is what really scares me. Gina opened her mouth to retort, but Cal beat her to it.
Worst case, we're a long way from crossing any kind of line. If the council gets a sudden attack of sanity to the head, we'll have done nothing indictable or even embarrassing. And yeah, Marcus, before we do anything that we can't take back, I'll want to take a good long look at the situation.
I nodded, mollified. The Poseidon Administrative Council was happy to make use of my services, but I had no real official position or authority. The moment I became a liability, they could cut me loose. Not that I would be devastated by the snub. I wanted the colony to be self-sufficient, if for no other reason than so I could work on my projects in peace. "What do you need from me, Cal?" I asked. I've been steadily handing over functions to the administration for a decade now. If it came down to a showdown, I'm not sure I could even maintain control of the auto factories.
"If it comes to that," Cal responded, "you're a wild card, and something the council can't control or interdict. At minimum, you'll be a distraction. At best, you'll be able to cause them significant stress."
"Well, I always wanted to be a pain in the ass," I replied. "Mission accomplished," Gina grinned at me. "But you're also a public figure and easy to track. We'll have to be careful about what you're seen doing." I scratched my chin and thought. "There are a couple of things I can do about that, Gina. Let me work on it. And the public activity can be used as a red herring." I grinned at her. "See, now you've got me doing it. Spies are us. Jeez." We talked for a few more minutes, then ended the call. I sat back and stared into space, pondering my options. Like most nerds, I didn't take naturally to intrigue and double-cross, but I could see some simple strategies that would make things a little more difficult for anyone trying to track me, not to mention an opportunity to make my pet project relevant. It might be time for a personal appearance. I leaned forward and placed a call to Howard.